Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, you know, I'm glad that the sailors were able to go because it'd be hard to take much more of that at one time. To give you a kind of an example, I have the movie that was made by Matt Scow. He was with True News. True News. He made all the movies for True News until he was let go. Rick Wiles evidently is pretty hard on his people. You know, if you cross, Rick Wiles are gone. But I met Matt Scow in Pensacola with the sailors, and he made that movie, Sacrificing Liberty. I can highly recommend you trying to get that. I think you can get it from, I didn't know Dave Gaharry owns the publishing company. I can't remember, but you can go in and you can get it. If you'd like to get that, if you get in touch with me, I'll find out about it. I can't remember the name of the company that Dave Gaharry has, but he carries that even though the movie was made by Matt Scow and by True News. But anyway, I'm gonna close it out, the Liberty for right now. And we probably won't have any more sailors this month, even though it is Liberty Month. But here's some way I look at it. As far as I am concerned, I'm an old draftee. And the way I feel, I don't know how anybody has ever been up close and personal to see what went on with the enemy and our main enemy, the state. I don't know how in the hell you could ever have any respect whatsoever for this government in the United States. I don't know how you get set there like a damn robot, like a wooden Indian, and salute that damn flag. I mean, that piece of crap, it stands for nothing but the most, the government that has it right now, they're the most evil, most satanic, the most foul organisms on the face of the earth. They're drug dealers, they're child rapists, they're Satan worshipers. Anything evil you can possibly think of, that's what they represent. And the ones there, if that wasn't bad enough, they have sold their ass locks and stock and barrel to international Zionism, to the international Jew. They don't give a damn. Nobody in Washington, D.C., nobody in the states' houses, the governors, they don't give a hoot in the hell about the United States, anybody in America. I just spit on that flag, and who I spit worse? I spit on these damn Judeo-Christians. Because without the damn Judeo-Satan-worshipping Judeo-Christians, and Phil Torney, I talked to him today, he feels exactly the same way. You Judeo-Christians, you're a bunch of stinking whores. You're bought and sold by the devil. If you're a Christian and you give your life to God, Jesus Christ, your soul has been purchased by Christ. Well, you sons of bitches, your soul has been purchased by the devil, by Satan, and you're going to get your just reward. But how anybody cannot see that? I know people who are in the military. I know people that knows what's going on in the military, but they'll still sit there and worship it. Piece of crap Israel, these Satan worshiping Jews, and I despise you people worse than I despise the Jews, because it weren't for you, they couldn't get by with what they're getting by with. You and your stinking Satan worshiping Jews. Now, I couldn't stand too much more of that, so I'm going to go back to Miss Sister Nancy's taking charge of this third hour. So go ahead, Sister Nancy. But I just had to get that off my chest.
Yes, I don't blame you, Eddie. What I'm going to do is start with our typical weekly tar and feathering and our heroes, because we're going to come to a break here in a minute. And I want to go back to false flags on the next section, next time we talk. But the tar and feathering, I have always really had a lot of respect for Kentucky Representative James Comer. because he's been doing a terrific job of investigating the Biden crime family. But he recently announced, like almost all of these Republicans, he wants to use finance laws against so-called left-leaning activists, inferring that protesters are basically all not only left-wing, left-leaning, but they're anti-Israel. So we've got to attack them using finance laws like the IRS did when they were attacking the Tea Party, in which they've attacked conservatives for decades. And I want to congratulate the three Republican representatives for voting against the bill to enforce an end of Biden's pause of arms shipments to Israel. Only three Republicans voted yes, and except for Representative Warren Davidson, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and again, Thomas Massie. And I'm going to call those people the three heroes of the week. They were the three Republicans who voted against this forcing of sending additional arms shipments to Israel, which Biden had paused. And I guess he paused it because there's been so much protest, finally. And of course, the Republicans just can't stand that. They've got to send more arms and more bombs and, you know, continue to bomb Gaza. And old Joe was in Italy for the G7, and he signed a bilateral 10-year security agreement with that weasel, Zelensky, to in effect steal $50 billion of Russian assets in order to rebuild Ukraine. Now, the Republicans they got their knickers in a twist because they're saying, oh my goodness, there's a lot more money of Russian assets that we could be sending to Ukraine. We can be stealing from Russia. And Putin is extremely upset about this, as one could understand. But my question for everyone is this: what country in the Middle East has the U.S. spent money to rebuild after the wars that we have been involved in over the last 15, 20 years? What country have we rebuilt with U.S. money? What country have we rebuilt with anybody's money? Anyway, that's just the beginning. I've got a lot of things I want to talk about with reference to false flags and the bad actors in Israel, especially right after the mandate was signed in 1948, which the British really should be held to account for turning over the Arab land of Palestine to the insidious, villainous Jewish people. And they really are responsible. When one goes back to the division of the Arab land, they really are the ones who were responsible for really actually signing over Palestine to the Jews. So I'll go back with you to you, little Eddie.
You know, and to go a bit further on that, what you just said, the British gave land they didn't own that they stole it from, they were occupying the Palestinians, gave it to other people that they did not own at all. And I'll tell you what, I'm just so wound up right now. I'm just still steaming from what we've done the last 2 hours. And yes, they did that. And we've talked about it on this program before. If you go back to Benjamin Disraeli's time, if I've got his name, if I'm pronouncing his name right, what mm-hmm. he was the Prime Minister of England during the First World War. And this ties together what you're talking about with this Palestinian thing, the way the Jews got their hands on it. The World War One, you know, England and France were getting a living hell kicked out of them. They were down, you know, on the ropes. They were getting, matter of fact, England was getting ready to go to, well, my understanding, to the table, the peace table. and talk peace with the Germans. But the American Jewry, I believe one of them was Bernard Baruth, if I'm pronouncing his name right, traveled to, along with some other Bilderbergers, Rothschilds, traveled to England and met with this Benjamin Disraeli. And the international Jewry, they tell the higher-ups in England, I'm kind of paraphrasing this, that, hey, you haven't, I hear the music, I'll go back, when we come back, I'll make this real quick, so Nancy, you know, she has a lot of stuff she's supposed to cover, I'll finish telling you what I'm talking about right now, if I don't forget. So be right back, folks. Mm-hmm.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
A Venus is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'll try to go back to this thing we're talking about. What we're talking about all ties in together. Benjamin Disraeli thing, the World War One, all ties in together with this Israel and Palestinian crap. Anyway, I think Benjamin Disraeli, when he was over there, the head honcho prime minister in England, the international Jews traveled to England. They said, not so fast. You don't want to surrender to the Germans. You don't want to even make a peace treaty. You don't have to do a deal. You can still win this war. All we have to do is you have to convince the Americans to get in with their fresh, their untapped resources, their limitless resources, their near unlimited manpower. And they said, well, hell, we can't do that. They're not going to come into war. You know, I think Woodrow Wilson campaigned on keeping us out of war. Well, they said, leave the Americans to us, the international Jewry being they. They told mm-hmm. the English, leave the Americans to us. We'll take care of the Americans. But here's what you got to do. You have to sign over the mandate you have that you're controlling a Palestine. You have to sign that over to the international Jewry, to us Jews. We're going to have our stinking Israel homeland over there. If you'll do that, if you'll promise that to us, we will get the Americans in. And that's what happened. That's what happened. Right. So they brought the Americans in, and the rest is history. There was millions of men killed in the First World War. I think the Battle of the Somme 1.5 million French killed. I don't know how many at Belleau Wood. Millions of Germans and French, and later on thousands of Americans. Of course, the Russians gave up, I think, fairly early on in the war. Because the Russians didn't give a hoot in hell about them. They wanted the Jews in Russia, they didn't care about their war. They wanted to get their good communist government going, which they did. So anyway, that's what happened. That's how the Jews got a hold of Palestine. And I have a clip. We probably won't get time to play it today, Nancy. We have a clip of it, of all people. He says he's a real Jew, a real rabbi, denouncing Israel, giving a brief history and denouncing Zionism and how they're evil. And he said that, as a matter of fact, Phil Torney sent me the clip. And he's saying, yeah, that Benjamin Netanyahu needs to be brought to justice. Sister, little Lizzie, what'd you say now, dear? Did Lizzie say something? Oh, okay. Hey, you want to play that clip? No, Nancy, it's your call, Nancy.
Well, that's okay. I want to mention one thing, what you were talking about, which was the Balfour Treaty.
Correct. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Balfour Treaty.
How they gave away Palestine.
That's exactly right.
Whatever you want to do.
It's your call.
Well, I don't know what is, you know, I wonder if that's Brother Nathaniel.
Well, no, it's not Nathaniel. I'll tell you what, go ahead and roll it, and when you get tired of hearing it, we quit. But the first 7 minutes are pretty good. But keep in mind, this is a rabbi. I don't know if it's in New York or whatever, but he's and Lee Cochran, before he passed away, rest his soul, talked about these this tribe of Jews that were anti-Zionist, anti-Israel, et cetera, et cetera. And keep in mind, a Jew is a Jew. They'll always be born a Jew and die a Jew, but at least he's against Israel and the Zionists. So go ahead, if you will. Go ahead and run that clip, Lizzie, if you don't mind, dear.
Well, we are here outside of the College of Staten Island, once again expressing our outrage to what is taking place in Gaza, in Rafah, where supposedly the safe zone is unfortunately being bombed every other day. This was supposed to stop a very long time ago. This wasn't supposed to start in the beginning. But this occupation of Palestine to begin with is totally wrong from the very beginning. Unfortunately, we are witnessing now, you know, over 76 years of occupation, which is criminal in the first place, which is unjust, and causing so much harm to anyone. This endless cycle of bloodshed where everybody suffers. We need to stop all of this, which is not only criminal according to international law. These are crimes in Jewish law. According to Judaism, all of this is forbidden. Killing, stealing, oppressing an entire people. This whole philosophy of building a sovereign homeland for Jews is in total contrast of basic Judaism. All of this is forbidden. Masses of Jewish people oppose the existence of Israel and all criminal actions it takes. And according to Judaism, this is forbidden. They don't speak in our name. Especially now when we're just seeing more and more death. Targeted death in Rafah. This is outrageous. This is no excuse. This has to stop. When we are seeing tens of thousands of innocent men, women, and children being butchered, being murdered, this is unacceptable. And we say this as Jewish people. We don't want to see this happen because we want to see an end to all what is taking place.
Recently, the. For you guys?
That's not what I said on the list.
So recently the U.S., Republicans and Democrats, they passed a resolution bill yesterday, June 4th, to sanction the International Criminal Court after the ICC issued the arrest warrant for Netanyahu. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, all what we can say is, as Jewish people, and as human beings, we say that Netanyahu, and not only Netanyahu, are war criminals. They're criminals according to basic logic of the human being. You just see what's happening. You just seeing what's going on. This is criminal. But this is not only criminal according to international law or to basic logic. These are crimes in Judaism as well. All of this needs to stop. When the ICC stands up, despite all pressure from the world, and they say their opinion, we respect the opinion of the world, we respect and we agree that all what Israel stands for is criminal and has to stop. Yes, there is a terrible pressure in the United States, from the United States, so much Zionist intimidation, so much Zionist pressure, supposedly representing all Jews. All what we can say as American Jews, that AIPAC doesn't speak in our name, and those politicians blindly supporting Israel, some of them might do this out of good intention. They might want to do good for the Jewish people, for a minority, which is nice, which is beautiful, and we appreciate that, we respect that. But we should care about other people as well. And we as Jewish people don't want to have any benefit on the account of others. And we don't want to see others oppressed by Jews or for Jews.
So yesterday in Jerusalem...
I think it's probably enough.
Flag march, right? I saw some really horrific stuff coming out where the violence against Palestinian journalists. Did you see those videos? Kind of spoke about the mentality of the nationalists that are really show their violence inside.
Well, the violence against the journalists didn't start today. And it's not only violence against journalists. It's violence and brutal violence against anyone who stands up and opposes them. And we have to understand, it's not only Palestinian people they are treating in this terrible manner. It's Jewish people. They treat us the same way. And we always say that the state of Israel is not here for the Jewish people as they present themselves as a safe haven for the Jewish people. They would oppress Jewish people as they oppress Palestinians if we stand up and we voice our opposition. The movement of Zionism is here to support their movement, the political movement. It's not about the people, it's about the national movement, it's about the political movement. That's all what's going on. Jewish people feel the suffering of the Palestinian people because we are human and we are witnessing what is happening. We feel this because our people feel this, because our people in the Holy Land are being tortured and sometimes killed because of our public opposition. And,
okay, Lizzie, I think we can cut it off there. Thank you, Miss Lizzie. You know, Nancy,
I tell you the truth, Eddie, I could hardly understand what he was saying.
Oh, you couldn't? I'm sorry. They came across. You see, what they were doing, there was a bunch of, I forgot what Lee called those Jews. The Jews for against Israel or something like that. But anyway, they were having a protest, probably, I guess, New York, these Jews against Israel. And listen, get this. I hadn't seen it with my own eyes. I wouldn't believe it. Some of these Jews were stomping on these little Israeli flags that other pro-Israeli Jews were there. And what he was basically saying, he said something, many things that you've said before. And one thing he said, if you would like to expand upon, he talked about, they asked him, well, what about what the newsman talking to this rabbi, he claims to be a real rabbi. Kind of, you mentioned Brother Nathaniel. Which, I guess he's kind of that. And he hasn't converted over to Orthodox Christianity like Brother Nathaniel had. He still claims to be a rabbi, but he was pretty well napalming the Jewish state of Israel and Zionist Jews. But he said, when he was asked what did he think about Benjamin Netanyahu being brought before the ICC as an international war criminal, he said, sure, but not just him, others in Israel. And you know what? And also, Nancy, you have said that our American politicians should be brought before the International Criminal Court. So we have about a minute before we go to a break. Why don't you take off and talk about the International Criminal Court? That's what this rabbi was talking about, because I know you've mentioned that before. And when we have to go to a break, we'll just pause and you continue when we come back from the break. So go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Well, I don't have any notes about that, but I did.
There's that break I told you about. But we'll continue this. Dear Blood River Radio family, we'll continue as soon as we come back from this break. Hang on to your seats.
Listening to Liberty News Radio. USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Attorney General Merrick Garland will not be prosecuted by the DOJ after the House voted to hold him in contempt. The vote followed the DOJ's refusal to turn over audio recordings of President Biden's interview about his handling of classified documents. Special Counsel Robert declined to prosecute Biden, citing potential jury sympathy for him as an elderly man with poor memory, sparking political controversy. South Florida beginning to dry out. Governor Ron DeSantis says more rain is expected, but anticipates it will be typical afternoon showers from now on. Earlier, DeSantis declared a state of emergency due to heavy rains that flooded streets and stranded drivers. Damage assessments are ongoing. The Supreme Court has delayed a decision on Trump's claims of presidential immunity. No ruling was issued yesterday, but a decision may come on June 20th. The case affects some of Trump's pending cases, including his alleged attempts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. President Biden is meeting privately with Pope Francis in Italy. Following Francis' historic address at the G7 summit, the Pope will also meet privately with other leaders, including Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky and French President Emmanuel Macron. Southern wildfires are causing hazy skies and poor air quality in parts of the U.S. Unlike recent summers, Canadian wildfires are not to blame. Fires in the southern U.S. and Mexico are affecting air quality as far north as Nebraska and Iowa and east to Connecticut and Massachusetts. Gallup's recent State of the Global Workplace poll estimates that disengaged employees cost the global economy almost $9 trillion a year. Many workers feel lonely, angry, or sad on a daily basis. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Oh, Esther, I
Dear Blood River Radio family, what I'm going to do, Miss Nancy said that it was garbled. She couldn't hear what that rabbi was saying. He was at the protest. Here's the deal. There was a rabbi and some of his followers. They were protesting, I would assume, in New York City. They were protesting Zionism, protesting the city of Israel, the outlaw terrorist criminal cabal of Israel. And he talked about, we'll talk about that. So I'm going to start from the beginning. Earlier we mentioned the Balfour Declaration, how the Jews got a hold of the area in Palestine and turned that, went in with superior military force and just untold amounts of terror and murdering. They murdered and terrorized. They raped and burned and bulldozed houses in Palestine to get rid of the Palestinians so the Jews could come in there and establish their outlaw apartheid terrorist state of Israel that was supposedly the mandate was given to them originally by the British, and the United Nations recognized them as such as a nation in 1948. Well, here's what the rabbi said. He said, just what I said, that Palestine, that Israel never has been a legitimate state, a legitimate nation. He said they're not even supposed to be there according to real Jews. Lee Cochran used to say that they are totally anti-God, totally anti-biblical, that they're not there, that the narrative that the Zionist Jews put out in Israel, like Netanyahu, is that they're doing it to establish a homeland for the Jewish people around the world can have safe haven. And he didn't mention the Holocaust, but that's one of the reasons these Judeo-Christian Southern Baptists and United Methodist people say the Holocaust, after the Holocaust, we got to have a safe state for Israel. So this rabbi was pointing out how, to summarize it, to repeat, Israel never was a legitimate state. It was started by theft, the British giving away land they didn't even own, and the Jews taking control of the land they didn't even own by force, by raw force, raw terror, burning, looting, murdering thousands and tens of thousands of people are still doing it to this day. He said it was BS, he being the rabbi, that the state of Israel is not there for Jewish people. He said, these Zionists, they kill not only Christians and Palestinians, they kill their own damn people, anybody that stands in their way. And listen, now we're getting, here's how we tie Nancy in. And one of the many tools that these Jews have used to get the stupid Goyim, stupid-ass Shabbos Goy Americans, a.k.a. the eternal Jew, the eternal Southern Baptist, the eternal United Methodist, why they keep them whipped into a frenzy, they use the art of the false flag. One of the false flags they used was in World War I, Lusitania. Another false flag they used was the Gulf of Tonkin resolutions that got people like me and Gene in the Vietnam. Okay, another false flag that Nancy's going to talk about, the Levant affair, the blowing up the Marine Bears, the blowing up the King David Hotel, on and on and on. So, Take over, Nancy. Come in and tell us about the false flag and the torture that went on in Abu Ghraib. Go ahead, sister.
I'm just going to start out by saying that one of the things that I get, at least most of us feel, that the USS Liberty was attacked in the hoping, the Israelis attacked the USS Liberty, hoping that would trigger the Americans to actually join in and fight against Egypt, thinking that the Egyptians could look like the attackers. But the Levant affair, which preceded this false flag in 1976, what happened in 1954, the Levant affair was a failed Israeli covert operation that was conducted in Egypt in the summer of 1954, It was part of a false flag operation. It was named for the Jew Israeli Minister of Defense,
right,
Pinhas Lavon. And there were various British and U.S. sites in Egypt that were bombed by local Egyptian Jews under the direction of Israel. They desired, the desired result was a little bit different in the Lavon affair. What they wanted to do was to keep the British, and for that matter, the Americans in Egypt, in order for them to protect the Suez Canal, and making it appear that these bombings were done by the Muslim Brotherhood or Egyptian nationalists, hoping that they would trigger, it would look like this was the beginning of an uprising or some kind of unrest within the country of Egypt against President Nasser. He was actually, I think, trying to do some backdoor negotiating, maybe with Israel. But at any rate, the Jews don't care. Luckily, the Egyptians were able to arrest more than 8 Egyptian Jews who were involved in these bombing attempts. 2 were executed, 6 were jailed, and some of them were released. They say some of them committed suicide. I don't know about that. But I think one of the points that we should point out to about this false flag is Egyptian Jews were working for Israel, which again, we go back to the loyalty of the Jew. He was living, they were living in Egypt, but they still were working covertly for Israel, which is the same thing they're doing in this country. Same thing. And one of the things that have, all these things have been long forgotten, I'm sure, but I know that Eddie has read about this. On July the 29th or the 30th in 1947, this is right before the mandate of 1948, 2 British Army sergeants, and I'd like to remember them in July, Clifford Martin and Mervyn Pace, were kidnapped by the Israelis and hanged by the Israeli Irgun, which is really was and probably, I guess you could still call it a terrorist group. They did it in a retaliatory action to another event that had happened to some of their Irgun members. The men were then booby-trapped, causing a British officer to be badly injured when he was cutting the soldiers down. So I would always like to remember these 2 men who were brutally, savagely killed in 1947. Some interesting facts. Between 1945 and 1948, in attempts to bring peace to Palestine, 784 British men, women, and I don't know about children, both soldiers and civilians were killed in Israel. Killed by the Israelis. The Jews, during the time of the takeover, when they were swarmed into the land of Palestine, the Arabs had no idea of what would be their land. They didn't know what land was going to be designated to the Jews. It was very, very obtruse, obscured to the Palestinian Arabs. They had no defense. They had antiquated arms. They were not able to defend themselves. The Arab countries surrounding them were unable to really help them due to their own problems within those Arab countries. They were really not able to help the Palestinians in 1948. The Jews killed 13,000 Palestinians alone in 1948, and they created over 750,000 refugees. That was another example of what is going on today, ethnic cleaning of Palestine, cleansing. They cleansed it to make it so-called, I guess they thought they were making it safe for themselves, which really doesn't work out too well. When you start killing mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, and children, you're going to to create, as they are today in Gaza, you're going to create thousands and thousands of terrorists and people who want revenge. You are going to create mass numbers of Hamas and the so-called Muslim Brotherhood and ISIS and all these other people who are going to want to take revenge upon the Jews. So anyway, that's just a short rundown within the...
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll get back to that rundown when we come back from this. This will be the last break of the last hour. We'll be right back, Sister Nancy.
Treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I really appreciate you holding on. It's been an emotional show. A lot of our shows are emotional, but it takes a long time. You can only deal with so much of this at one time, so much of the carnage, the USS Liberty. It takes you back. Mickey LeMay talked about the PTSD, some things you never get over with. I can identify with that. I mean, but you just have to keep going. That's why I keep doing all my running and stuff like that. And I know that's kind of an aside. But anyway, without the side now, but get over that. We're going to go right back to Sister Nancy. She said she has a full plate of stuff we're going to continue talking about. But anyway, go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Well, I'd like to read parts of an article from the American Free Press called Israel's Abu Ghraib Horrors Exposed. This is another thing that has been well covered up. We know that they have been arresting and held hundreds of thousands of Palestinians over the years since 1948, but we know that they have brutalized them and mistreated them. And this article by Richard Walker, I'm just going to read some things from this article. It says that Israel's systematic abuse and torture of Palestinian men, women, and children prisoners, some as young as 12, may well surpass the horrors of American-run Abu Ghraib prisons in post-Saddam Iraq that shocked the world two decades ago. While abuse and torture is nothing new in the Israeli prison system, it is now happening on a much grander scale. Currently, there is direct involvement by the Israeli government and complicity by the Biden administration. Joe Biden knows all about it. He has been warned by international agencies and media outlets about Israeli detention centers holding as many as 10,000 Palestinians. Folks, 10,000 Palestinians. Brave Israeli whistleblowers have talked of sexual abuse and of prisoners having their limbs amputated because the flex cuffs used to bind their wrists and legs are put on so tightly they cut off the flow of blood. Photos have emerged of rooms full of wounded prisoners wearing diapers and strapped to beds while being fed through straws. There have been disturbing Facebook images posted by Israeli soldiers with photos of a female Israeli soldier grinning into the camera while she guards blindfolded and bound Palestinians. The Israeli newspaper Haaretz carried the headline, "Doctor at Israeli Field Hospital for Detained Gazans. We are all complicit in breaking the law." Well, they are speaking up. This proves the point that you can get more truth from Israeli newspapers than you could ever get from Fox News and other conservative news outlets. The doctor wrote to the Israeli Attorney General and cabinet ministers about the abuse of prisoners and how two men had their hands surgically severed because of handcuff injuries. That's just a part of this program. I mean, it's just disgusting. I want to go back. You were talking about the ICC. He does mention this in his article. America's elected officials, Biden included, know full well that our greatest ally is torturing and killing prisoners in violation of all known rules of war. This fact will undoubtedly be considered when the genocide case will come Israel's way. On May the 20th, the International Criminal Court, the ICC, issued an arrest warrant for Netanyahu. Outrageously, the response of U.S. Republican legislators was to threaten to sanction the judges of the International Criminal Court. But we also know that they are going to think very seriously of having arrest warrants issued for Biden and some of our cronies who are Jewish politicians or paid politicians. Here's something, I'll end with this. Daniel Larison, a former American Conservative magazine editor, makes the point. Unconditional U.S. backing for the war has enabled a rolling campaign of ethnic cleansing as the Palestinian population has been displaced from one part of Gaza after another. Our Biden administration keeps saying the population should be allowed to return to their homes. The Israeli military has so thoroughly destroyed the infrastructure and housing across much of the territory that there is nothing for the people to return to. You know, this is actually the goal anyway. This is really the goal, and I'm sure Biden knows this. The goal is that they will have no place to return to except to go and put up a tent in the Sinai and hope that Egypt will take them and make them wandering Palestinians like the other thousands of Palestinians who are now in Jordan and Syria and various other places where they've been refugees for decades. It is not surprising that Biden wants the International Criminal Court to issue an arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin, but denounces any effort by the ICC to investigate or censor Israel. Could it be that Biden knows that a genocide case against Israel will also focus on his complicity? So let's hope that they do.
Excellent point. You know, I could take off on this. Something else I'd like to take off on, too, before we don't run out of time. But that's right. You know, that should be, and it is, what Biden has done. Our other representatives here in the United States that have threatened, in the face of just all-out genocide, of all-out extermination of people in the Middle East by Israel. And I would also say an all-out ethnic cleansing of white people all over the world. That really beautiful blue-eyed blonde lawyer in Holland that talks about that. She's real famous now. Her name, I can't remember her name now. But if you, and leaving Holland and Germany is being flooded with non-whites. Look at this country right here. The people, the stinking Jews that are doing this in Palestine to the Palestinian people, to anyone in their way, that's the same group of people, Miss Nancy, that have obliterated the borders in the United States and are bringing in millions upon millions of non-whites, non-English speaking people that are bearing parasites on the dole. They come across the border, like I said, by the millions. They're giving prepaid credit cards. They're giving state-of-the-art smartphones with apps on them. They can travel anywhere in the United States by airplane without having to have any type of identification. Whereas people like yours truly and the bell cow have to go through the get fondled by the security guards there. What do they call them? The TSA. We have to go through their X-ray machine sometimes. These illegals don't have to do that. So what they're doing, what I'm trying to say is, what you're seeing is the extermination of white people worldwide by what Biscuit would call, it's been perpetrated by the Satan's officer corps, the Jews, their father, the devil. They will not rest. And it's always, no matter what we talk about in this program, talk about the Liberty, the Lusitania, anything you want to talk about, it all boils down to the same damn thing. The end goal of the international Satanist Jew is this complete, utter extermination of the white race on the face of the earth. Don't ever lose fact of that. That's their end goal. And they're succeeding wildly. They're succeeding. And they're doing it with the delirious help. These so-called Judeo-Christian whores, they are working their guts out to make sure their children and grandchildren have no future in the world, that they are exterminated by these Satanist Jews. And they're cheering them along. They're cheering the death of the Palestinians along. I'm going too long there. I don't want to cut you out, Miss Nancy. Go ahead. We've got a minute or two left. Go ahead and with anything you've got, I don't want to take over the show. I don't want to hog.
That's about it, but I want to just repeat what Netanyahu says about the ICC. It's all due to the new anti-Semitism. You know, we're either racist or anti-Semite we're always the cause of these unfortunate things that happen to the Jews, and they never bring it upon themselves. No.
Of course not. You know, an anti-Semite is what I heard it said years ago is someone that the Jews don't like. But I'd like to get that. I'd like to take this point one more time. People, the end goal of the Jews, and don't take Eddie Miller's word for it. Don't take Sister Nancy's word. Look and see what's happening. Look at your country. My grandson told me just the other day, you can't go into a gymnasium in the United States. You're just covered up. Not with just these feral animal Negroes, but these illegals from Gowling, all these Hispanics. Well, people, we've run completely out of time. I'd like to thank Sister Nancy for coming in and helping me. Thank you, sisters, for coming in. Thank Miss Lizzie for doing the incredible job she always does. Dear Blood River Radio family, God willing, we'll be back here at the same time, same place next week, the 22nd. Gene, Brother Gene. Sister Monica, they'll still be out. I think they're supposed to come back on the 29th. But anyway, God willing, we'll see y'all next week, people. Good night, everybody. Say good night, Nancy.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, sister. Good night, Miss Teenage America. Good night, everybody.